Welcome to the Industrial Talk Podcast with Scott McKenzie. Scott is a passionate industry professional dedicated to transferring cutting-edge, industry-focused innovations and trends while highlighting the men and women who keep the world moving. So put on your hard hat, grab your work boots, and let's go.
Hey there, it's Scott McKenzie. Once again with Industrial Talk Podcast, this is where we celebrate you, the industrial professional, the companies that get it done, and those frontline people who make it happen each and every day. Welcome. I'm so glad that you are absolutely with us, and I can't believe another week has gone by, and now we're sliding on into the holiday season, and I'm just stunned. I'm telling you right now, I panic. I panic because the time has gone by so fast, and it's as if I can't learn enough fast enough, meet the right people quick enough. Once again, that's what this podcast is all about. It's all about being able to create a platform that educates you, the industrial professional, if you take advantage of it. We really try to highlight as much as we possibly can leaders in the industrial field, visionaries that are in the industrial field, and to be able to train you, you learn as much as you possibly can. And this week is no exception. We interview a young lady by the name of Lori Clements. Now, Lori was recommended to me by another person at David Tolson. You might have heard his podcast. It was really good, too. He's phenomenal in the financial industry. And she brings to the table a process called EOS. Now, EOS is an acronym for Entrepreneurial Operating Systems. Now, what that means is that we're going to cover how people, vision, data, the processes, traction, and issues all impact your company. And she comes in and she applies these principles, and she applies them to companies and transforms them. Because whether we like it or not, change is coming. Change will always happen. And what you think that is happening today and will last for a long time, it changes. For example, when I graduated from school, find a good job, find a good company, be there for 30 years. I'm finding more and more in my conversations that is becoming less and less. And so just how does that dynamic impact businesses? Well, Lori's on the front line, and she provides these particular solutions for companies who have to wrestle with a very diverse and dynamic environment, and how companies can maintain that cutting edge, that tip of the spear type of approach to business. And so I appreciate you once again for joining. Here's Lori Clements. I'm with Lori Clements, right? Clements? Is that
you
correct?
Got it.
Well,
yes.
She has found time in her busy schedule to be on the Industrial Talk podcast with me, your humble host, Scott McKenzie. And welcome, Lori. How are you doing today?
I'm fantastic. Thank you, Scott. Thrilled to be on your show.
It is an awesome honor for me to have you with us and the rest of the listeners of the Industrial Talk podcast. Lori, as I look at your bio, and of course we send out a piece of paper and a paper and you fill it out and all this good stuff, and of course you're worried about your voice. And I'm telling you, everybody who's on this radio program, she's a stud. So don't ever let that describe, because she is awesome. Now, Lori, tell me a little bit about who you are and what you do.
Sure. I am the owner of a business called Springboard Solutions. And what I do is I help business owners fall in love with their business again. I help frustrated teams come together, work on their team health. I help leaders achieve their vision. And I do that by building accountability and discipline into an organization with a system known as EOS, the Entrepreneurial Operating System.
I like the name Springboard. Now, where did that come from? I love that name.
Thank you. It's the idea of energy, of taking your business in a new direction. What I do is I help businesses scale up. I help them reach the next level. And so I felt like Springboard was really the right name to convey that.
Now, I've been out to your website, and I got to tell you, there's a lot of great information out there, and I really like the way it looks. And now, let's expand a little bit about the EOS, and I'm real intrigued by that, because here we are, we have the same conversation over and over again, and there are a lot of wonderful solutions out there for businesses to truly grow, evolve, and expand. And so I'm intrigued by EOS and what that means to me. If and I always use myself because I am a business owner, what that means to me as a business owner, if you came to me and said, "Hi, Scott, I'm Lori, and I've got this program called EOS," and I'm going to say, well, what does EOS mean? And then you're just going to go into, what is it? Talk to me.
Sure. So what it really is it's all about helping people get what they want from their businesses. And we
owners.
Do that.
Are you talking specifically owners? Or are you talking about
owners? But, you know, let's look out for the leadership team and the people who actually deliver the service as well. Right. Mm-hmm. So I do that by providing a complete system with simple tools and disciplines to help you get three things that we call vision, traction, and healthy. So vision from this standpoint of first getting your leaders on the same page about where your organization is going, but also how it's going to get there. Traction from the standpoint of helping your leaders to become more disciplined and accountable so they can execute every aspect of your vision. And then working on team health, meaning let's help leaders become a healthy, functional, cohesive team, because unfortunately, as we know, Scott, leaders don't often function well as a team. So from there, as goes your leadership team, so goes the rest of the organization, and you get to the point where the entire company is crystal clear on your vision, all much more disciplined and accountable in executing that vision. You're gaining consistent traction, and you're advancing together as a healthy, functional, cohesive team, getting things done.
That's all great, because how do you instill, how do you take that leadership team and that owner? Because once again, mm-hmm. you've got to focus on the owner. And the owner, yeah. in essence, says, Lori, I've got an issue, and I don't know what it is, but I feel like I've got an issue, and I want you to. And then do you facilitate that owner's, I guess, effort to be able to identify what, where, how, why, and move forward? Or that's because it's all wonderful with the vision, but boy, I'll tell you, if that owner doesn't get it, I don't care what tell me about that.
Sure. So it definitely is about the owner. It's about their vision and bringing that vision down to the ground. And so when owners come to me with frustrations and issues that they're facing, what we first do is we talk about which key component of your business are we weak in that we can strengthen to address that issue. So in the EOS model, we talk about six key components. That's vision, where your company's going, how it's going to get there. People, let's make sure you've got the right people in the right seat so you can take this business to the next level. Data. Are you running your business based on data? I'm a bit of a numbers wonk. I like to help companies build a fantastic scorecard so they have a pulse on their business. You know, then are we really open and honest about our issues and opportunities? And are we working through those together as a team? Process. If you're going to scale, you better have some serious process. Entrepreneurs hate talking about it, but you know what? Makes you more profitable, more efficient. Everybody has a better time when we come together and we're clear on our processes. And then that's when you can start achieving traction. When you take the vision down to the ground, you set some clear 90-day objectives for everyone in the organization. We hold ourselves accountable to those objectives. Everyone's clear on their part in helping the business get ahead. And we're in communication. We're on the same page, not just the C-suite, but everyone in the organization knows their part in helping the business succeed.
The question I would have is it's always, you start to drink, shall I say, the organizational and the project Kool-Aid. yeah, this is what we want. This is where we want to go. This is how we want to do it. And yet it's in the sustainability. So when something jumped out, when you said, okay, we're going to do this for 90 days, roughly, give or take a few, whatever it is, and we're going to hold people accountable. What if, what happens when that one person or second people, they're trying to undermine the effort? What, how do you keep that under control?
Sure. Well, the 90 days is a forever thing. So, you know, we're setting a 10-year target, a 3-year picture, and a 1-year plan. And we just come together every 90 days to talk about what are we going to do in this next period of time to make sure we're on track to reach our goals for 1 year, 3 year, and 10 year. And so when people get off track in terms of their part in helping the business move ahead, you know, you got to question, are they the right person? And are they in the right seat in the organization? We have to give them the tools to succeed, but we also need to be clear about what our values are as a company, and we need to hold people accountable. And so if you've got someone consistently not meeting their objectives on a 90-day basis, you sit them down, you have the hard conversation, you get ahead of it, you don't wait till the end of the 90 days to know they're off track, right? And so I help companies with those very difficult situations.
Now, you would probably have a difficult conversation with the owner and saying, hey, this is what I have. I would imagine, but the owner's got to be a part of the process, right? The owner can't be in the back seat and say, okay, all right, Lori, here you go. And this is my leadership team. Good luck. Here's your coffee maker and we're good to go. And I'm going to go over here and I'm going to do whatever I always have done in the past. That owner's got to embrace it too, right?
That's exactly right. It has to come from the top. The owner's got to set the clear vision, and then they also need to set the understanding that we are going to hold ourselves accountable. We're going to commit to this goal. It's not just going to be a vision that we talk about and is up in the clouds and never actually gets addressed. Or, for example, you know, the owners have to walk the walk on the core values. And so it's core values are not just something you put up on your conference room to look pretty. You should be hiring, firing, recruiting, and retaining your employees based on the values you set for the organization. And that commitment, that discipline, it does need to come from the top. But the EOS system helps you do that and provides you a structure to be more objective rather than subjective.
Okay, so what I see is we got to establish a vision. We got to track the right data, a scorecard, something measurable. We've got to map out these processes, in a sense, identify and what I would call today's processes versus tomorrow's process and the gaps associated with it and make it more efficient, getting some traction. We're going to talk a little bit more about that. And then, of course, any of the issues, just what you know, through the process, through this effort, finding those issues. And then I think it because business owners are really good at looking at the quantitative side, the people is that qualitative side that I think have, if you have a long-term, I don't know, vision or long-term commitment, the people really compel or propel the business into the next level. Is that sort of, did I summarize that well?
You did summarize it well. And your last point about the importance of people is so true. You know, all of my clients have people issues. And so we start first by really analyzing our people against our core values in a very objective way that helps us look and analyze if they're the right person for us. And then we also re-examine the structure, because I see a lot of businesses that have structured around family members or around personalities. Well, this person wants to do that, but not this. Rather than structuring the business around simplicity and streamlining, and in a way that'll allow us to streamline the business. So the first thing we do is we talk about what's the best structure for your organization.
So in your EOS process, your tool, you're saying I'm going to look at the people and I'm going to look at that. Is that sort of like,
oh, heck yeah. We go deep on assessing people, assessing if we've got the right people in the right seats. We build out the structure of the organization first, And only then, only when you have the structure that is best for the business, best for the greater good, only then do you start talking about which person is right for which seat. Yeah. And when you do that, I mean, Scott, you got to ask, do they get what's needed for the role? Do they want to do it? And do they have the capacity? Not everyone is suited for every role. Let's be honest. Let's put them in a place where they can succeed, but also they're going to give the business what the business needs.
Yeah. It just seems so reasonable to make sure that the right people are in place, the structure is correct and efficient, because then that goes into what's the vision for the company. What are the metrics that we need to truly track? And these individuals are key to streamlining and making the business more effective. And I'm going to have to hold off for a moment. We're going to have to take a break right now. I'm with Ms. Lori Clements. She has EOS on her mind all the time, and it's an incredible model. So stick with us, because we're going to continue to dive deep into those components. So thank you very much for being on the Industrial Talk Podcast, and we'll be right back. Hey, once again, this is Scott McKenzie with Industrial Talk. If you like what you're listening to, please feel free to sign up for the free podcast as well as the blogs. I'll try to keep it all relevant to your business and hopefully be able to provide some insight into what we do at Industrial Talk and what you do as a professional. Hope to see you soon. Thank you. We're back with Lori Clements. She is the founder of Springboard, what's your company's name?
Springboard Solutions.
I forgot to, because I get into, you know, it's always Springboard something, but I just love that name. I really do. We got tied up, Lori, on the your business, because that's great stuff, but put some context around who you are for the listeners here at Industrial Talk, because you come to the table with an incredible amount of knowledge and skills. Tell them about who you are, Lori.
Oh, thanks for asking, Scott. So I've led companies in a variety of sizes, industries, and countries. I've scaled up ops departments from 1 to 18 employees and grown service volume 400% in just 2 years. So I've been through the tough times where it's hard to make payroll, and the good times where you're growing and thriving and hiring like crazy. And, you know, through it all, what drives me is a passion for helping businesses solve their problems, to execute strategy with precision, and help organizations avoid some of the headaches that I went through as they grow. So when I was leading a mid-sized transportation company, I first was introduced to EOS and just loved how logical it was. And so I took it to my next business, where I was COO of a healthcare IT company, I was thrilled that in a completely unrelated industry, it just worked. So by the time I'd used EOS in three businesses, I realized that I could really make a bigger impact taking my experience with these tools and my experience in scaling up businesses. Could make a bigger impact if I take that to other business owners and help them have an easier time scaling up their businesses with these tools and my experience. And so it's, you know, really kind of been a calling for me to get into EOS. It's been a blast. I have amazing clients, and I get to help people enjoy what they do again. I get to help them reach their goals. So for me, there just isn't anything I'd rather be doing.
You know, we live in this world, and it's a more of a show me mentality. So in general, I understand it runs the gambit. If I were to deploy me in my business, your EOS approach, what's my typical results, ROI, whatever you want, because I'm going to invest money into you and I'm going to want to get something in return. What are we talking about?
All right, Scott. So overall, companies run on the EOS system are 18% more profitable than those who are not. And then I can also say that besides the bump in profitability, you know, it's really the owner's goals can span the gamut. I have some fascinating clients who, you know, clients in rural Texas where they want to be the employer of choice. And that's, you know, that's a big part of their vision. I've got companies who want to give moms an opportunity to stay in the workforce after they have children. So, you know, a big part of their vision is providing a workplace with more flexible, you know, a more flexible schedule. And then I've got companies who, you know, it really is all about the profit and they're getting their company ready to sell. There's a lot of baby boomers out there who they're looking to sell their business in a few years. Well, in order to do that, you know, they've got to be able to set up a structure and a system and the people to run it when they leave. So the goals can be around profitability. They can be around fulfilling work. It really spans the gamut. It's all very customized to the owner.
But see, this is always interesting for me. How do you, or I mean, does an owner just sit there and say, gosh darn it, I just need to get a hold of somebody to help me with these? I don't even, it's just, do they just sort of wallow in their pain? And how do you get to these owners to say, hey, you need to really think about doing this EOS for your business? You're between 10 and 250 people. What do you do? I mean, how do you go knocking on that door and say, you need to do this, and then get the owner to say, well, Lori, I hear you and I want to do it? Because it's just, and I hate to double down on the questions here. What makes this system different than, I mean, we live in this world of just, you know, it, what makes this system different than all the other systems that exist out there that, that make your business more efficient and all of that good stuff?
Sure.
I just rambled on that bad
you
boy.
You did. That's like three questions.
I'm sorry.
Okay. I've had lots of coffee. I'm ready.
Good.
Let's do this. Okay. So number one, how do I get their attention? You know, I would say it all starts with a meaningful conversation. I love to ask people, you know, how aligned is your organization around your goals? And sometimes you get that look of, aligned, or oh shoot, I'm supposed to have goals, right? And sometimes, you know, they get it. They feel like the business is being run at the family dining room table, not at the boardroom table. And so it all starts with asking about the pain points and really going deep on what it is that is frustrating the owner. I find my clients in a variety of ways. I find them by being useful to trusted advisors, because trusted advisors like CPAs, wealth managers, private equity, et cetera, they want their clients to succeed. So they see a business owner suffering and they know the solution. They know me. They trust EOS. EOS has been around for 17 years, very road tested and proven. So, you know, I get a lot of introductions that way. And then you also said, how do we differentiate EOS? That was your last question from other questions, from other systems.
From all the other questions that I sort of rambled and just sort of run on over everything else. Yeah.
Okay,
I'm proud that you found, you were able to decode my lousy question things. So go
I'm
for
here
it.
To help. God, I'm here to help.
Look at man, I'm surviving from I'm benefiting from EOS. Look at me. Thank you very much.
No problem. So, you know, I would say there's a lot of flashy models out there, but you know, the business community tends to be plagued by what I call the flavor of the month. Right? There's a new system every month trying to tout its effectiveness. Well, you know, I might be a little old-fashioned in this, but I don't think just because something isn't new and flashy, that doesn't mean there's value. I think quite the opposite. You know, EOS is based on road-tested principles from the likes of Jim Collins, who wrote Good to Great. There's a lot of Rockefeller Habits and Dan Sullivan intertwined. Really takes the best of a lot of business gurus that are not about flash and surface level. They're more about substance. And proving out what works. EOS was designed by Gino Wickman, an entrepreneur himself who turned around his family business. He tested out these principles on multiple businesses over many years to just really refine it to what to to its simplest, most impactful form. And I've got an MBA from Rice. I love reading and staying current, but I got to tell you, I was having a hard time finding one system that really brought everything together. And when I used it in three businesses and I saw how well it could work holistically in attacking the business's overall issues, you know, that's when it really stood out for me as an executive and as a leader. And now that I've seen that, it's just easy to convey it to other people. They just get it, you know? Sit down, have a 10-minute conversation. People understand the value.
The 18% that you talked about, that's got to be over time. It's a factor of time. Is that over? What's that 18% realized in?
That's over 2 years. So we measure the progress of the EOS journey, if you will. At the beginning and at the end, we measure how strong the organization is on those six key components that I mentioned before.
Yeah, and I would imagine that it's key against the data, the scorecard, the whatever those measurables are. That's where you draw that result, right? And do you provide the solution to be able to say, okay, I'm going to support this company for a couple of years, and we're going to make sure that we ensure that whatever the result might be, whatever the, and you probably know this, the hurdle rate on this return here, I just want to, I want to at least, my target is 15, 20, whatever it is, you try to handhold or help them through that. Is that correct?
Sure. Well, so the nice thing about EOS is that I am not a business consultant. I'm not trying to get you to rely on me and employ me forever. No. I come in and I teach some tools that worked really well for me in scaling up businesses. And then I teach organizations how to do it for themselves, because then they can get back to what they do best, which is running their business. So it takes about 10 days over 2 years. The space learning program, because you can't pull executives.
Ho. 10 days over 2 years. 10 days over two years.
Mm-hmm. Because you can't. It's not a seminar. It's a way of life. EOS is a forever thing, right? You're constantly refining your targets and your goals. So you come together. You first come together and you lay the foundation 1 day a month over 3 months, and then you reconnect quarterly and annually, to constantly be looking ahead, to be proactive about solving our issues, about setting a clear vision. And the cool thing about it is there's no contract, because, you know, I remember what it's like as a business owner. You don't want to tie your firm down to a contract when you don't know what cash flow might be in a year. So I guarantee all my work as well.
This is bizarre. It's 10 days over, you said 10 days over 2 years. Is right? Just 10 days? And you're looking at a transformation of potentially of 15 to 20% in a business for 10 days.
And my work is guaranteed, because, you know, a team has to really want to do better. So if we go through a full day and they feel like, yeah, we don't want to commit to this, or this isn't the right fit, then you know what? I'm not going to take their money for that session. And that's how I make sure I add value. I stay on my toes. Go ahead, Scott.
That's just crazy. Like you want to by the way, we're on Skype, and she's looking at me, and I've got this grimace on my face, because I'm just saying it's just 10 days.
You got it.
Yeah, it's just crazy, because I'm thinking to myself, that's an incredible deal, man, and it's guaranteed. Lori, hold on to that thought, because we're going to continue this conversation. We got to take a break right now. You're with Lori Clements on the Industrial Talk Podcast. We will be right back. Hi, this is Scott McKenzie with Industrial Talk. I like to learn, and I like to have fun. And when I can put them both together, learning and having fun, well, that's a match made in heaven. That's why I put together a drawing for Louisiana Fish Excursion, as well as the 2018 Mardi Gras once-in-a-lifetime event. You can find more about this information, about this two wonderful opportunities, at the Industrial Talk website at industrialtalk.com. Thank you very much for joining the Industrial Talk Podcast. Once again, We are here with Lori Clements. She has been gracious enough to spend time with us on this program to share all her insights in the EOS space and why the EOS solution is really valued for business owners. And I got to tell you, man, I was just thinking over the break that I'm still stunned by the 10 days. And the reason I'm still stunned by the 10 days, because I guarantee you that there are plenty of people within the organization that spends 10 days at a minimum on Facebook and getting no value. But here we are. You can get 10 days, get great value. And I don't know. I think it's just an amazing program to be able to consider. And
well, Scott, if I may, can I chime in with a little comment about that?
Yes, you may.
Why, thank you. So here's the thing. You know, we as leaders, we get so caught up in the day-to-day, putting out fires and dealing with the immediacy and the what's right in front of us, that we don't take time out to work on the business. So taking those 10 days over 2 years, where you and the leadership team come together with me to really focus on working on the business is huge. We've got to be able to sort of act sometimes as a board of directors to our business, right? We have to be more strategic, because if we're only focusing on the immediate needs of the business, we're kicking the big problems down the road, and those big problems, they start off as little problems. And if we can get ahead of them, if we can catch issues while they're small, we're going to be so much more successful in the long term, because, you know, successful businesses, just like successful people, are just really good at solving their problems. And so that's what we come together to do. We set a vision, build in discipline and accountability, work on team health so that we can actually accomplish what we set out to do. I love the execution phase.
But I got to tell you there, Lori, if I was a new business starting out, and of course, you know as well as I do, I'm just trying to make payroll. I'm just trying to, you know, connect the dots, quite frankly. I'm not thinking about vision, data, process, traction, issues, and people. I might be thinking about some people, but really, I've got this brainchild. But then you come into a more mature business, and that mature business has had or developed bad habits over many years, let's say, and that would be a challenge from my perspective, and I've lived it, to try to stop and change those bad habits. So, I understand what you're saying. I really like this. I like the being a process guy, being a financial guy. I like it, and it's you know, nuts and bolts. And Lori, you're out there on Facebook, right?
Yes.
You're out there on LinkedIn too.
Got a website? Yes.
You got a website. And are you out there on Twitter?
A little bit.
Okay, so that's all good and dandy. We're going to work on that. I'm going to be providing services, EOS services, for your social platform. How's that for you? I'm going to create a vision. I'm going to get some data, and I'm going to process the heck out of it. And we're going to get some traction, and we're going to resolve issues. And because it's a social platform, we don't have many people, so it's just me. No, I'm just kidding.
It's just that I love serving my clients, Scott, that I forget to take the time out for social media. But you're right. I will hold myself accountable. I'll set some goals.
That is my service to you, Lori. And I'm not even going to bill you for it. It's all free and dandy. And so anyway, we're going to be wrapping it up here. Once again, thank you very much, Lori, for spending your precious time, because we're all about time here, and just sharing with you the key elements of EOS. And I'm going to just sort of summarize it again. It's people. It's a vision. It's data and tracking data. It's making your processes more efficient. And we didn't even get into the traction side and the concept of rocks and pebbles and all that good stuff. But we're going to have you back on, because we're all about that, because you've got a message that is resonating out there. And, of course, issues, being able to track the issues and be able to make sure that you resolve those issues to make your business grow and to make your business more effective. Lori Clements provides the EOS solution for your business. She can be found anywhere. anywhere, like the LinkedIn, Facebook, and all that good stuff, as well as her great website at springboardsolutions.com.
Oh, sorry, it's thespringboardsolution.com.
You know, I'm looking at the website
sorry,
right now, and I didn't.
Maker.
And because I have glasses, I couldn't see the. And so anyway, nonetheless, it's thespringboardsolutions.com. That's no problem, man. We adapt here and we adjust. Anyway, thank you, Lori. And really, have a wonderful day. And thank you for sharing all this wonderful, great stuff with the listeners at Industrial Talk Podcast. Hey, I really like to thank Lori for joining us on the Industrial Talk Podcast. Really enjoyed the interview. I'm really honored that she took time out of her busy schedule to meet with us at the Industrial Talk Podcast and share with us EOS and a number of those points. It was a pleasure, definitely. We wish her all the best of luck in the future, and we're going to get her back on the show most definitely. Remember, you can find her out at, she's got a Twitter handle. She's got, she's out there on LinkedIn as well. And of course, don't miss going out to her website, thespringboardsolution.com, where you can find out more about Miss Lori and all of the wonderful things that she's doing. Remember, everyone, change is happening, change is coming. What you think is happening today and you think it's not going to change, it will. So be prepared, continue to learn, commit to that. It's all free out there. Be a better you each and every day. Thank you once again for joining the Industrial Talk Podcast. Once again, my name is Scott McKenzie, and I am so glad that you joined us. Have a wonderful week, and be safe.